Should we, as an event manager, disappear into the background like a chameleon or stand prominently in the spotlight? Esther de Graaf thinks that event managers should be more visible. Hi Esther, welcome to our studio. You have years of experience with your own event company DDG in the Netherlands. And now you also started giving online trainings with Sem Online for event managers. And in one of the discussions we had before the shooting, you mentioned something that tickled my curiosity, and that was an event manager should be more in the spotlight and not as a chameleon in the background.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I think the event manager is the most important role when they're being asked to organize an event. And they have the tendency to sit in the background, to wear black, and they're the most important person.
But isn't that supposed to be? They're running the event, everything should go smoothly, and nobody can notice that if anything goes wrong or whatever, so...
Yeah, there's a difference. There are two things. On the event itself, it's good to be in black and maybe to not be too obvious because you have actually thought of everything. So it will be completely smooth. Mm. Yeah, the whole journey during the day itself. Yeah. Whereas what I actually mean is that when you start the project as such, it's so important to have that sort of leading role to ensure that the set teams that are pulled together on certain subjects. And you're the actual director of it all. You put it all together and you ensure that it's smooth from beginning to end. That is in the whole sort of pre-phase of the event. Now, when it comes to the day itself, of course, you're right. You know, most of the time we actually wear black and everything is smooth because you don't need to, you know, stand on stage yourself. So what I mean figuratively is more that a person, an event manager, is someone that takes sort of the supportive role from the beginning. Whereas I think it's important that you sort of step up to the plate and ensure that everyone that's in your sort of surroundings, in the team that you, the teams that you pull together, that you're actually the one that directs everyone and that just sort of knows about the subjects and can actually lead people to the next phase. Lead them forward into this whole sort of project and this whole process as such.
The role of an event manager is also changing a lot over the last few years.
Yeah.
You already mentioned it because there are more and more points of interest you need to capture and bring together in one role.
Yeah.
What's your experience with that?
No, absolutely right. I think years ago, when you were an event manager, people actually thought that you could just take care of the logistics of the actual production on the day itself. These days, you find that you need to be a complete sparring partner for your client as such, which means that you need to be able to talk about subjects like data, for instance. What's the data strategy? Why do you actually use this event? What do you use it for? You know, one of the first questions that I think you ought to ask when you're in touch with a client. Now, that's different from what it used to be, I find. Before, you just say, okay, you want to do an event. What? How many people? What are we going to do? And just run with it. These days, I think you need to take one step back and first of all, question or scrutinize, first of all, you know, why are you doing this? What are the objectives?
Yeah.
And ensure that areas like data, content and communications, all of those areas are covered and your client may not even have the answers to it. But it's so important, I find, to have the answers to those questions from the very beginning. So the whole process will be so much more, how can I say, it will have so much more added value in the end.
Well, what I'm struggling with is that's a lot of knowledge for one person.
Absolutely.
Should you be, as an event manager, an expert in all those fields or rather work with a team of experts?
Well, that's up to you, of course. You've got, you can decide, you know, to decide what your profile should be like, what your image, are you good? When you're good at just logistics and event production, that's wonderful. I mean, if you profile yourself like that, that's absolutely no problem with that. Whereas I find, especially from an agency point of view, when you're in touch with a client first time around, they sort of almost expect you to sort of have some knowledge, at least, of all these areas that we just mentioned. Which means that there could be two different people, one doing the actual pitch and the actual briefing as such, and then several people to do the logistics and stuff like that. But there's so many different areas. And I find an event manager, ideally in the ideal world, should know a little bit, at least, about everything.
Not only the role of an event manager is changing, but also the markets of event managers is also shifting a lot. What do you see there?
Well, I find it extremely interesting because before, of course, everyone had a permanent role. You had event managers, several event managers within the company. Whereas now you see the freelancers, the interim. So there is a whole range of different roles that you could take on, different ways of recruiting people. So that gives so much more opportunities for both sides, for the client side as well as the other side, us as event managers. So, and it's up to what you like as an event manager. You can decide yourself whether you want to be specific into one area or whether you want to have that sort of director's role, which I just talked about.
Yeah.
So it's very versatile. It's absolutely interesting, I think.
What if you're going to sit on the client side, how do you find the perfect match for your events?
Yeah, well, very good question. It starts with the right briefing. It's so funny because I do all these trainings and I keep hearing myself say the same thing. Briefing, briefing, briefing. That's what it's all about.
That's a big problem. A lot of companies decide to do an event but don't have a good briefing.
Exactly. So when you start talking to someone, make sure that you find out exactly what the reason is why they want to do this. And there's so many other stakeholders that may not be in that room on that very moment. So it could be you, but try to find out what else is behind there. You know, what are their thoughts? Because the worst thing is you start with an event, halfway through, oh, the CEO here, this man here, they've all got an idea, different ideas, and it's not been put in paper. It's not been, you know, it just sort of evolves as we go along. Wonderful. Sounds great. It is wonderful, but it's a bit hard to sort of project manage, let me call it that.
You started then with giving the trainings.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go teach people?
Well, the funny thing is, you start a company, you start an agency years and years ago. You grow, you become a manager. Wonderful. Am I a manager? I found out I'm not. I'm not. I'm more sort of the person that I'd like to energize people. Like some of my employees actually said to me, and I thought that was such a compliment. They said, well, you bring the best out of me. I wanted to study psychology when I was young. And so I really look at people, try to see, you know, what energizes them, what sort of makes them tick in the end. So over all those years, I taught all the employees and at the same time also my clients about, you know, event management and what have you. And so at some point I thought, I'd like to start something new. I'd like to sort of share my ideas and everything with the world, so to speak. So that's how I sort of pulled together, first of all, the idea of all the knowledge and the experience that I've got to put them into online lessons, into trainings, so people can just, if and when they would like, they can start a training, pick up on all those, you know, ideas, and I actually have Zoom calls with them as well. So it's not just online, but at the same time, it's very interactive. And coming back to the other question is, why did I start? Yeah, well, so I thought the training to just give this knowledge to others, to share this with others, and at the same time to help clients not only work with agencies, but also their other requests when they like to see, have someone sitting next to them and taking on this job of event management, that I can help them trying to find the right person for them.
Yeah. If there are a lot of our viewers who want to start in our industry, with your experience, what would your tip for them be?
Oh, just it's the most wonderful job you can have. Every day is different. The tip I would give them is just start. Pick up the phone, start talking to people, see what you're good at. Try to find out what you're good at. And just start working on it and try to get, you know, get your knowledge, try, read stuff, talk to people.
There are some very good books.
I was going to say, I use that book as well. So use that book. That's a good, very good one. And yeah, and try to talk to people and, you know, get in action. Yeah. Start working on it. And we need you. We need these people.
Okay, Esther. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm in these episodes.
Sorry.
No, that's great. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming over.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.